The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Today is Thursday, September 17th, 2020. On this day in 2014, Iowa State University student Sho Tong was reported missing. She was found 9 days later, but by then, she was dead, and her killer had taken a one-way flight to China. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Parcast original. Due to the graphic nature of today's crimes, listener discretion is advised. Extreme caution is advised for listeners under 13. Today we're covering the murder of Iowa State University student Sho Tong. Let's go back to September 17th, 2014, to the Ames Police Headquarters a few blocks from the university. The department was in an uncharacteristic flurry. They'd just filed an alarming report. A 20-year-old Iowa State International student, Sho Tong, was missing. Tensions would have been higher if they'd known what was inside Tong's 1997 beige Toyota Camry, on the other side of the state in Iowa City. On the outskirts of town, in a nondescript apartment complex, the Camry was sitting in a parking lot. At first, residents of the complex didn't give it a second glance. Just another old car. Then, the Camry started to stink. Iowa City police got a warrant to search the vehicle, and on September 26th, they opened the trunk. Inside, bloated and decomposing, was Sho Tong. Now investigators really reared into action, and slowly they pieced together an alarming story about Sho Tong's final days, around 3 weeks earlier. On September 3rd, she was sitting chatting with a friend, complaining about her boyfriend, Xiangnan Li. Her friends thought he was an inconsiderate jerk, and she had her own gripes with him. None of these complaints were that big a deal for Tong. When Li asked her to go stay at a hotel for the weekend, she agreed and packed up her bags for a September 5th check-in at the Budget Inn and Suites Motel, a bit outside Ames. The couple made these trips every once in a while, since Tong's roommates weren't the biggest fans of Li, and Li lived across the state in Iowa City. But what Tong didn't know was that Li had overheard her complaints about him. One afternoon, he'd called her and she'd accidentally picked up, never realizing that Li was on the line for 30 long minutes, listening to every word. The couple checked into the Budget Inn on September 5th as planned. Then, somewhere between the night of September 6th and the early morning of the 7th, they disappeared from their room. No one saw them leave, but the car they'd arrived in, Sho Tong's Toyota Camry, was gone from the parking lot. That was unusual. The young couple had stayed at the Budget Inn 3 times before, and every time they'd overstayed their reservation. The hotel manager had to go to their room and ask them to leave. This time, they'd run off in the night, or at least Li had. By the time police had pieced together this much of the narrative, Li was a clear suspect. But he wasn't around for questioning. On September 8th, he'd taken a one-way flight back to China, where both he and Sho Tong were from. The last anyone had apparently heard from Tong was a message to her roommates sent from Li's phone, telling them she'd be visiting friends in Minnesota for a week. From there, Li's number had been disconnected, and a week later, Tong hadn't shown up. That was when Tong's roommates got in touch with those Minnesota friends and realized she'd never been to see them at all. They started to wonder if Tong had even sent the message saying that's where she was going, or if it had been Lee. And then, suddenly very worried, they notified the police. Coming up, investigators hone in on Xiangnan Lee.
Hey listeners, I want to take a quick moment to introduce you to the newest Parcast original on the block. It's called Incredible Feats, and it's a short weekday show hosted by comedian Dan Cummins. Every weekday, Dan shares a true account of physical strength, mental focus, or genuine bizarre behavior, going behind the scenes and into the achievements of world-class athletes like Dean Karnazes, who once ran for nearly 81 hours without stopping, and performance artists like Lucky Diamond Rich, who boasts layers of tattoos in the most unlikely places, and even everyday people thrown into extraordinary circumstances, like Juliana Kopka, who was forced to survive alone in a rainforest for 11 days. Incredible Feats is offbeat entertainment that's sometimes weird, sometimes wonderful, and always surprising. New episodes air daily, Monday through Friday. Search Incredible Feats and follow free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the story. On September 17, 2014, Chinese national and Iowa State University student Shou Tong was reported missing. 9 days later, on September 26th, she was found dead in the trunk of her car. An autopsy found that she died of asphyxiation and blunt force trauma, and investigators quickly surmised that these injuries were the work of Tong's boyfriend, Xiangnan Lee. He was the last person to have been with Tong. A towel wrapped around Tong's head was consistent with the linens of the motel where the couple had stayed together. And the apartment complex where Tong's body was found, Lee lived there. And the fact that Lee had absconded from the United States less than 48 hours after Tong was murdered certainly didn't make the boyfriend look any better. For the next 8 months, Lee was a fugitive, presumably in China. The case garnered attention across the country. A picture of the young man accompanied by the hashtag #FindLee circulated widely on Chinese social media sites like WeChat. Perhaps because of this intense scrutiny, eventually running from the law became too much, and in mid-May 2015, Lee turned himself in to the police in his hometown of Wenzhou. When he did, the Iowa police were ready with their evidence. In March 2016, two Iowa State detectives and the case prosecutor from Iowa City traveled to China for Lee's trial. And perhaps knowing he'd dug his own grave by going on the run, Lee pled guilty. In a sentencing statement, the court pointed out that Tong's family had accepted civil compensation for the crime, around $300,000, and said Lee voluntarily gave himself up and has strongly expressed remorse. In the end, he was handed a life sentence instead of the death penalty. Tong's father told reporters he was unhappy with the verdict, but then he ended on a note of resignation. What can we do? We can only accept the judgment. There remain some unanswered questions around the case, including both how and why Lee murdered Tong. As for how, investigators believe but aren't sure that Tong survived an initial beating by Lee and then suffocated in her own trunk. And regarding why, Lee claimed Tong was having affairs with other men and he couldn't stand it. But no information about these alleged affairs has been made public. Meanwhile, investigators point to Lee's anger after overhearing Tong complain about him a few days before the murder. Regardless, Tong's father is right. The court's judgment has been made, and whatever exactly happened in September of 2014, Lee is behind bars for life. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. For more stories about gruesome murders and the investigations that cracked the case, check out Parcast Original Solved Murders. Today in True Crime is a Parcast Original. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Parcast Originals for free on Spotify. Not only does Spotify already have all of your favorite music, but now Spotify is making it easy for you to enjoy all of your favorite Parcast Originals, like Today in True Crime, for free from your phone, desktop, or smart speaker. To stream Today in True Crime on Spotify, just open the app and type Today in True Crime in the search bar. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Juan Borda, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Aaron Larson. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Nora Battelle. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Hey, Parcasters, don't forget to check out the brand new Spotify original from Parcast, Incredible Feats. Join host Dan Cummins as he explores true accounts of weird, wonderful, and all-out wild achievements. New episodes premiere daily Monday through Friday. Search Incredible Feats and follow free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.